My name's Marina Kifferstein. Okay. I'm the violinist in the group. The Louis Moreau Institute is a group of six musicians. We have flute, clarinet, violin, cello, viola, and piano. This is our second year coming together in New Orleans to play a bunch of new music. So it's all 20th and 21st century music. Contemporary classical, I guess, would be the genre.
My name's Liam Verve. I'm the cellist of the group. And Morris put out a call for applications, and we all kind of independently applied and auditioned. And then it sort of went through an audition process and an interview round, and we all got to Skype with Morris and talk to him and talk about our kind of musical ambitions. And I think he did a wonderful job of picking people that all kind of gelled well together, and it's such an important thing when you just show up somewhere and meet people that you're about to put on concerts with, that the personalities work well together.
Talk to us, what was it like last year? What was your experience coming to New Orleans and playing this kind of music? What was the reception? What was it like?
My name's Arno Gilbert. I am the other violinist of the group, and I also play viola. So yeah, I had a wonderful experience last year. Actually, we met all the people who were based in New York, met prior to coming here. So that's Marina, Liam, myself, and Laura. But it was wonderful to discover New Orleans and just performing here 10 days together, and it was really yeah.
So yeah. And the other members, do they live in New York?
The flutist lives in New York, but this year the way that the repertoire worked out, the three of us just performed two nights ago in New York. We performed the Schoenberg String Trio and some of the Berio duets, actually more Berio duets than we're doing here, mm-hmm. And another piece. We had a full program just as a trio. That was good to get some of
it. It was our way to prepare the Schoenberg, which is a really big piece.
Let's see. You're also going to be doing a new piece by Ray Ivanov. He's got a new work, which he won the composer competition, and has a piece called Interpolations
of a Choice Machine, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the only one in this room who's playing that because it's for violin, piano, and flute. I'm really excited about it. It looks like a beast. I mean, he's not messing around. But I think it'll be really cool. I haven't played it with Laura and Richard yet, so I don't know exactly what it sounds like. And a lot of the techniques that he uses don't necessarily sound the way that they look on the page, so it's a little bit hard to know exactly what it'll sound like until I rehearse with those guys. But my part sounds really cool. I think it'll be cool.
And let's see, you're also doing works by Debussy, Bartok, Joan Tower, which is great. And then there's a piece here.
Grisé.
I'm sorry?
Talia? Grisé?
Yeah, Grisé. I'm not familiar with Grisé.
Oh, you have to be.
Tell me what's going on with Grisé.
Oh, Grisé is the man.
He's
like one
He's
of
French,
the.
Right?
Yeah, French. One of the fathers of spectralist music. So it's all music based on extended overtone series, partials.
And Dennis Miller, I'm also not familiar with, I have to say.
Yeah, that's another string trio that the three of us are playing together.
Okay,
so
great.
That was also kind of conveniently chosen because we were able to work on that in New York together before we came down. And that is a short and very kind of dynamic piece that goes back and forth between these little sort of explosive gestures and then these very
lyrical
kind of placid sections. I think it's a piece of contrasts also.
Yeah, and it goes back and forth between really playing together and then kind of splitting and little solos. And
he writes very different music now than he wrote when, like, this trio is kind of more in a, I don't know what kind of, it sounds, it's like an extension of Schoenberg, kind of, it seems like, out of the same lineage, and now he writes a lot of computer electronic music and does a lot with visual, like graphics, as far as I can tell. His bio says that he lives with his wife, turtles, and six computers, not including his laptop.
An American? So this is an American composer?
He's from New Orleans.
Originally, yeah.
But then he lives in Boston.
Native, but lives in Boston.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Great. Last thing I want to just talk about was the George Crumb piece, Voice of the Whale. Mm-hmm. For people who are unfamiliar with the nature of the performance of that piece, could you just kind of talk to us about that? And this is going to be the first concert this coming Friday. That's at Marigny Opera House, I should say. Yeah.
And I think it's great that's on the first concert at the Marigny, because the piece is kind of all about atmosphere, mm-hmm. and it's just such a magical space to play in anyway, so I think it'll be really special on Friday. But that's a piece for cello and flute and piano, but the flute and cello are amplified, and Crumb basically, he uses all sorts of extended techniques for all three instruments. For the piano too, there's some prepared piano. They have to put a glass rod over the strings to get a particular effect and reach in the piano and do all sorts of crazy maneuvers. But it's basically
crotales and stuff.
Yeah, there's also crotales. There's a percussion instrument off to the side, which is these four cymbals. Basically, it was a piece that was inspired by voices of whales, whale songs, and Crumb was inspired to write this piece based on those whale songs. So. It's all kind of emulating the sounds, these natural sounds from the sea.
And you get to play those seagull sounds.
Yeah, these crazy glissandi harmonic things that sound like seagulls, and these very kind of ethereal floating textures. And we're also all wearing half-faced masks, which is supposed to sort of depersonalize the performers and make it more about, I suppose, the soundscape and not about the individual